Hello. Hello.
Yes, good morning. My name is Tony calling from National Opinion Surveys. Okay, and I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
Yeah.
Can I speak with Trent Henry, please?
Speak.
Okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purposes, does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. And are you 18 and older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
All right, sir, what are the chances that you will vote in November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote, probably vote 50-50, or will not vote?
Certain to vote.
Okay. Right, and just for qualification purpose for this survey, what is your age?
56.
Okay, thank you. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you, sir?
White.
Okay. All right, sir, and please rate your level of motivation for voting on this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, okay, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated, but you can use any number from 0 to 10.
Yep. 10.
10, okay. All right, sir, now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job, okay? The first one will be Donald Trump as former president. Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Joe Biden as president?
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. Mercy Capter as congresswoman?
Somewhat disapprove.
And Sherrod Brown as senator?
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. Okay. Thank you. All right, sir. Now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you do not haven't heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just let me know, okay, and I'll move to the next one. The first one would be Mercy Capter. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, First Energy.
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Donald Trump.
Somewhat favorable.
Derek Marin.
Unknown.
Don't know? Haven't heard of
him? No, I don't know. No.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or just somewhat?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Democrats in Congress?
Very unfavorable.
And Republicans in Congress?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. All right, sir. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote Republican or Democrat?
Republican.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
Republican Donald Trump.
Republican Donald Trump. Okay, and if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Bernie Moreno.
Bernie Moreno. Okay, and if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Marin and Democrat Mercy Capter?
Republican Marin.
Okay, Republican. All right, so is there a chance that you might consider voting for Democrat Mercy Capter, or would you say there's no chance you would consider voting for Democrat Mercy Capter?
There's no chance.
No chance. Okay. All right, sir. I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Mercy Capter. Okay. Mercy Capter is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for her, somewhat less likely, no, makes no difference, or more likely to vote for her, or not true?
Makes no difference.
Makes no difference, okay. All right, sir, the last, we almost finished with this survey, okay. I only have some statements about Derek Marin, okay. I'm going to read you these statements. Please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely, or it makes no difference if the statement makes no, you know, makes you more likely to vote for him, or if you don't think it's true. Okay, you can say that too. Okay, in the state legislature, Derek Marin sought extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' office. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need is, you know, in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking us for us. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, makes no difference, or more likely to vote for him, or you don't think that's true?
Makes no difference.
Makes no difference, okay. Derek Marin wrote a bill that would define the crime, you know, of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Marin bill would prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison, and could even find them punishable by death. Marin's bill would also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. Would that make you much less, somewhat less, no difference, more likely, or not true?
I don't believe that's true.
Okay, not true, right? Okay. All right, sir. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in legislature voted, you know, to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses in military transfers. But Derek Marin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job, you know, to get workers' compensation, Marin even voted no on that. Would that make you much less, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true?
No difference.
No difference. Okay. In the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin would stand with those who voted, you know, to gut Social Security and Medicare and would raise the retirement age. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true?
Not true.
Not true. Okay, so after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption. Much less, somewhat less, no difference, or more likely, or not true?
No difference.
No difference. Okay, and the last one says, as a landlord who has received over 100,000 contributions from real estate special interest, Derek Marin wrote a legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water. So he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Would that make you much less, somewhat less, no difference, more likely, or not true?
No difference.
No difference. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And based on what you just heard, okay, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin, or would you still vote for him?
I'd still vote for him.
Okay.
So I'm kind of questioning whether this is actually a survey of your blood and Marcia Captain.
Okay, so
Marin. So I'm done. Thank you.
Okay. definitely.